in the appeal of a final agency decision to Superior Court is that you're not going to have a trial unless under the unusual circumstances, a trial de novo. What you have is briefing and argument on in an appellate sort of capacity with the Superior Court sitting as an as the first level appeal. So it's difficult to say whether 30% applies or 20% would apply because Civil Rule 82 doesn't apply at all. Anyway, so given all of that, what we have in our best, just sort of trying to make a somewhat speculative estimate here of what would have happened in these cases in the first of all, in the Northern Intertie case, the Superior Court level, the court awarded $54,000 full reasonable attorney's fees. And I would add that they had requested $108,000, and through litigating that particular fee request, we obtained a 50% reduction of the award that was originally sought. So if you applied a 30% to that amount, the award would have been $16,230. If you applied 20%, the award would have been $10,820. So, again, it's sort of speculative what would have happened if the law were other than it is today, but that gives you some sense. That's applying the 30% to the reduced figure. Yeah. Similarly, at the Supreme Court level, the appellant here received an award of $45,000 full reasonable attorney fees as public interest litigant. And again, I would add that we eliminated that issue and got a 56% reduction in the fees as originally were requested by the appellant. They had originally requested $102,000. We got that brought down to $45,000. So again, if you applied 30% to that reduced amount, the award would have been $13,500. And if you applied 20%, it would have been $9,000. Instead of the 45. On Cook Inlet Keeper, same sort of analysis.
Barbara, yes. I really appreciate you doing this. I just want to explain something to the committee. The last several years, I've gotten lots of correspondence from people who read the public reports on judgments the state pays and are quite distraught seeing these payments from the executive branch to particular advocacy groups, such as we're going through now. And I think it's important for the public to for us to talk about it so the public understands why these payments are appearing, because some people misunderstand and they think there's the appearance of impropriety for some of these cash payments to, well, to, for example, the Sierra Club or the Center of the Northern Alaska Environmental Center, and they don't understand that. So I think it's important we're going through this in a public forum to explain why these types of payments are there.
Right. Okay. Anyway, the last one that we have on the Civil Division in your packets today is the Cook Inlet Keeper case. And like I said, a similar, actually in this case, the appellants had requested almost $118,000 and we obtained a reduction to $76,000 in that case through briefing on that particular issue. So a 30% award would have been $23,000. And a 20% award would have been about $15,000. So, given all the caveats and sort of unknowns of what would have happened under a different scenario, that kind of tries to give you a best estimate where we think things would maybe land.
Okay, appreciate that. Are there any other questions from members of the committee? Senator Ward.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, if some group or somebody appeals an administrative hearing, they don't fall under the same court rules as if somebody just takes somebody to court?
Through the chair, that's correct.
Any administrative, Mr. Chairman, any administrative hearing in any department, if they appeal the state's position or the master or whatever, if they appeal that, then they don't come under court rules?
Through the chair, they do come under court rules. They come under a different part of the court rules. They come under the appellate rules versus the civil rules, which apply to what's called an original action, where you just go into court and you file a lawsuit against somebody. It's an appeal from a final agency decision, and this is typical throughout the United States and in the federal government as well. Sometimes people will file original actions that we will argue should have been filed as an appeal, which is really a whole different set of procedures that would apply. And the court will look at that and may say, you're right, I'll dismiss this original action, you need to refile this as an appeal, or I'll treat this as an appeal. And then it's a matter of briefing an oral argument, unless for some reason the record hasn't been, there's some major problem with the record that would trigger a request for what's called a trial de novo, which means sort of a trial at that appellate level. In these kind of cases, the Superior Court sits as an appellate court, really, reviewing a decision of Commissioner so-and-so, you know, a final agency action.
And the other,
that's correct. Different rules apply.
The other big difference here, too, Senator Ward, is some of these are considered public interest litigation, which we passed legislation on last year, I think, which I think was vetoed, or else it was a veto. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it passed the other body also, but I remember now it was vetoed. A recent 1998 case, they no longer prorate public interest litigation based on things they prevailed in a particular lawsuit. So now they're awarding the full cost of the attorney's fees, even if they lost on 90% of the case. So that's another difference between these public interest litigant fees we're getting versus ordinary ordinary attorney's fees that the state would be asked to pay for. So we're getting really huge accelerated attorney's fees because of that recent 1998 court change in policy on public interest litigant fees.
And you can be a public interest litigant, whether it's original action or an administrative appeal, either one. That's why, you know, some are just under different court rules, but the ones Dean just described are under where it wasn't original action. So,
did the Department of Law have any other items they want to go over?
No, not unless you have any other questions.
Okay, so that's fine. I think we try to handle the other questions we had informally on the one case,
okay,
rather than trying to go into executive session with so many people.
That's fine. I'll give your office a call about that.
Okay, and we are due on the floor of the Senate because we're having a joint session today, too. So with that, we've made some progress. Sorry we didn't get as far as we'd hoped to today, and we'll go ahead and adjourn. Thank you.